everyone's gone first.
Okay, Mr. Cameron, welcome to Warrington again. Gary Skentlebury from Warrington Worldwide. We're here at the King's Academy, a free school. What are your thoughts on free schools in the system?
Well, I'm a huge fan because I'm the parent of three young children and I want them to have good schools in the state sector that can give them every chance in life. And free schools, more of them are good or outstanding than other schools. So where you get great successes like this, we should celebrate it, we should help them, we should build on them. And it's been really exciting to meet with the head teacher, with the students, and hear how excited they are about this development. Let me stress that free schools don't take money away from other schools. They are separately funded, but they're free to parents. They're inside the state sector, but they're providing a great education. We need more good school places, and this is one way of getting them.
So you'd like to see more schools moving away from council control?
Well, I think that I want to see more schools that are in charge of their own ship. The secret of many of the best schools in our state sector, whether they are comprehensive schools or academies or studio schools or university technical colleges, often the secret of a successful school is a head teacher and a governing body who feel they're in charge. And here you can really feel that at the King's Leadership Academy. The head teacher and the sponsor feel they're in charge of developing a great school. And it's a pity, frankly, that the council has tried to put so many roadblocks in their way. We should be trying to support new good schools rather than block them. And it's important to come here because, you know, if we end up with Ed Miliband in Downing Street, if we end up with a Labour government, if members of Parliament like David Murr don't get back into Parliament and we get a Labour government, there won't be more free schools like this. And free schools like this will really struggle with a Labour government that's opposed to having new excellent schools in our state sector.
During my travels around Warrington, I meet with a lot of the head teachers and teachers in general, and one of the things they seem to be complaining about at the moment is the Ofsted situation, where we've had schools with outstanding Ofsteds and good Ofsteds, which are having poor Ofsted reports now, and they say the goalposts have been moved too much. What are your thoughts on that?
I think they haven't been moved too much. It's right that we've simplified the Ofsted process and made sure they focus on the key things of teaching and leadership and discipline. But the good news is that if you look across the country, there are a million more children in good or outstanding schools. And I suspect that a school like this, just starting, this has got every chance of being one of those.
Okay, thank you for your time.
It turns to another major issue in the town, the Omega developments. Yes. How crucial is that, would you say, you know, for sustaining the jobs?
Well, I think it's very exciting. I mean, look, here in the northwest, we've got 136,000 more people in work than when I became Prime Minister. And frankly, developments like Omega are really important. They're not only about jobs and businesses, it's also going to provide an extra 1,000 homes. And you know, that's what you see under this government, is a long-term economic plan that is working, and it's working for the Northwest. The Northwest is actually seeing faster jobs growth now than the South. The economy in the Northwest is growing faster than in the South. We're rebalancing the economy, and things like Omega are important.
Quite a few fears raised from residents, vulnerable residents, and over the NHS as well. What can we expect post-May the 7th for them people concerned?
Well, what you can expect is more funding going into the NHS. We've done that every year we've been in power. We'll do it again in the next Parliament. What we're seeing with this seven-day opening for GP surgeries is exciting. You know, where that's happened, we've actually seen pressure come off A&E. So what you get from the Conservatives is more money into the NHS and then seven-day opening of GP surgery by 2020 for everybody. That's our key pledge.
And turning to tonight's debate, how is your approach going to be?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's a chance to get across a strong track record of creating jobs and turning the economy around. And it's a good opportunity to get across that there's only one person there with a plan for how we continue that and make sure that our country's a success story. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's just great. Thanks.
Just on Omega, quickly. I mean, it's worth remembering that 6 years ago, the plan for Omega was to put a prison on it. And that's, in a way, how the economy has transformed now in terms of what you see there now.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Okay, thanks very much.